There was quite the conversation in my car the other day. My 11-year-old son was rather matter-of-fact as he was reasoning with me. You know, Dad, I'm not trying to be greedy or anything. Really, I'm not. I would be totally okay. It would be absolutely fine with me if I got nothing for Christmas. Seriously, Dad, seriously. If I just only got one thing, a hoverboard. Now, there's a very hopeful young man. I find it interesting how we use the concept of hope in our culture. I hope my favorite team wins the World Series. Well, I hope gas prices drop soon. I hope it doesn't snow next week, which, by the way, is actually one of my hopes right now. You know, the way that we talk about hope in our culture, it's really more of a wish, like wishful thinking. I wish this would happen or this doesn't happen. Have you found yourself to build up this tower of hopeful wishes? Boy, I hope my career takes off. I hope I make more money. I hope my kids are successful. I hope I have a great retirement someday. I hope I can beat cancer. But sometimes when we build up this tower of hopes, it will come crashing down like a house of cards. And those are the moments when everything's falling apart, when it's very easy to feel hopeless. Well, maybe you're feeling hopeless at times, but here's the fact. God says something very different. Listen to these beautiful and famous words in Jeremiah chapter 29. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I might feel hopeless, but God says that I have hope, that I have a future. Now, truth be told, there are a lot of people who misuse this verse and take it way out of context. This is one of the more popular verses, so it's found all over Christian art and household goods, even coffee cups and all that kind of stuff. And some people get this idea that God says he has plans, and they say, yes, this is great. I have a future. God's going to give me happiness and money and a great life, and everything's going to be perfect. I hope that happens soon. But actually, that's not what God's talking about. This has nothing to do with worldly things. When God says he has plans for you and for your future, he's actually talking about heaven. He's talking about your eternal salvation. So God wants you to know that with everything in life, whether good or bad, he's working it toward this future. He's leading you toward this future. And this is not some wish. This is a sure, certain, definite hope for the future. I might feel so hopeless at times, but the fact is, God says this. He himself gives me a sure, definite hope, a hope for a future with him.